And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and what a great show we have lined up for you. Today I've got some great guests. I have Drew Nelson on. He's going to be talking about this new event that he's got going on in Chino Valley. And we're also going to be talking with Eric Granilio with CM Wireless. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm here with my first guest, and actually he's calling in, Drew Nelson. Hey, Drew, how are you today?
I'm great, Lorette. How are you?
We're fantastic. I'm so glad you can join us via phone. You've got great things going on for the town of Chino Valley.
I do. I'm excited about this. I am trying to get a basically a fast for our community going.
So it's a community fast is what you're trying to ask. But are you asking us to give up one of our, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
So, yeah, basically what the deal is we're going to ask the community to give up two meals and just only if you're medically able to, obviously. And then the money that you would have spent on those two meals to donate to those that are in need in our community.
Wow, what a great idea. So it's not really giving up your meal. So what it is the meal that you would have eaten for that day, or, you know, two meals that you would have eaten, instead of going out to a restaurant, they donate that money to your nonprofit.
Right. And, you know, I understand that, like I said, there are people that can't do that for medical reasons. And so you don't have to sacrifice, you know, everyone can sacrifice something to help someone else. And so even if it's not a meal or two, it could be, you know, say you're a big Facebooker, you know, get rid of Facebook for two days or a day and just donate some money anyways. And that way, you know, you're still sacrificing and trying to help those that are in need in the Chino Valley area.
And so what's going to happen is you guys are going to collect all of this money. And then what happens to this money that's being collected?
So actually, we're gonna set up a bank account at each of the three local banks. We have Chase, the National Bank, and the 1AZ. And so whatever bank you normally would bank at, we're gonna be having that open and available. And then we're gonna have people apply for funds. And we're also going to approach people, you know, for example, the senior center or Meals on Wheels, people that could typically use the funds. And 100% of our funds that we collect from the banks is going to go directly to those people. And then they're going to give us a reporting of what is done with the monies. So, we obviously don't want names or exact details, but, you know, we provided 200 meals with all this money. And that is what we want to, as far as accountability.
Drew, what a fantastic idea. So this is called the Chino Valley Fast. And what you're asking is businesses or people to go ahead and the days, you know, if you would go out to eat dinner or that night or go out to eat lunch or go out to have breakfast that day, you're asking them to give up one or two meals and donate it to their bank. And then that money will get distributed to, like I said, you said any nonprofit. Is that correct? They're nonprofits, right?
Correct, yeah.
Awesome.
We want it to stay only in Chino Valley. That's the point, is to support Chino Valley and the members that live there.
And raise money for Chino Valley. So any nonprofits that are wanting to partake in this, let's say, you know, they're a nonprofit, you're going to have those applications out pretty soon. You know, I imagine closer the end of next month, and then people will be able to apply. And then whatever money you guys have, then you'll divvy it out between all those nonprofits.
Correct, yeah.
What a great idea. I mean, this really helps a lot of the nonprofits in Chino Valley. There's so many different nonprofits that are out there. And
there
what are. Made you come up with this idea?
So there's a town in northern Arizona, Sholo, that has been doing this for the last 7 years. They've raised for Sholo area over $120,000 over the last 7 years.
Wow.
And I heard about it from a friend and who just moved here from Sholo. And so I talked to the creators of this in Sholo and got super pumped to do it here, because I love our community. I think that there are a lot of people that are in need and a lot of people that are willing to help. They just don't know how.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard, you know, we all, especially during this time, not sure how to, exactly what you said. So this is an easy way. They can just donate some money, and if you bank at any of those banks, it's even easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, and then like, this is just, I really love the concept and love the idea. Just like, you know, when we first talked about this, I thought, wow, you know, what a great idea. And you said it's been proven in Sholo. And that's what makes it even more intriguing. It's not, you know, this is the first time it's ever been done. It's been a proven record, and now it's the first time it's going to be done in Chino Valley.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it.
How many people do you have on your committee doing this?
So right now we have our five board members, and then I've talked to a few churches in Chino Valley that are willing to help announce this and get this going. And we're as a board, we're going to really start, you know, plowing through businesses. We're going to be passing out flyers and hopefully have banners throughout the community to promote this. And I know that everyone that I've talked to has been really excited about this. So I think it'll be a great thing.
So you're first just talking about it here first, just kind of letting people know what's going to happen. What day are you thinking of launching this?
So our plan is for the week of November 9th through the 15th. And that's the second week in November. And then since it's a full week, you have a whole week to do those two meals. And the banks will be open for donations probably by the middle of October. So if you want to donate early, then we should have that available for everyone.
And so this whole thing is just going to be 1 week long, Drew?
To start with, yes. My vision extends way beyond that. But, for a beginning, we're going to start here and see how it goes. I'm a dreamer.
I like
to dream big. And so, you know, maybe down the line in the future, we can do community service projects. And my slogan, if you will, Laura, is I want to help put the unity back in community. We as a community are strong, but I think we can be way stronger if we support each other and back each other up, especially in these hard times.
Absolutely. The unity back in community. I love that, Drew. What a great slogan. What a great saying. So, Drew, are you currently looking for any volunteers to help you with this? I mean, what can people do to help you right now?
I wouldn't say no to volunteers. They can reach me by my email. I don't know if I should do that over the air or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
it's AJN. It's the number four, life@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to, like I said, put in work as far as getting flyers out to the community and approaching businesses in asking them to put a flyer in their storefront, talk to their friends and neighbors about it. That's what we need right now.
And what was the name of this event called, Drew?
Chino Valley Community Fast.
The Chino Valley Community Fast. I appreciate you, Drew, talking to us about the Chino Valley Community Fast. We're going to be looking forward to it November 9th through 15th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And if people want to get a hold of you, Drew, give us that email again.
AJN, the number four, life@gmail.com.
Thank you, Drew, so much for being a guest today and for letting us know about the Chino Valley Community Fasting event. We look forward to it, and I look forward to having you back on as you get things more solidified.
Thank you, Lorette.
No problem. Stay tuned for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. rained and flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
It's finally starting to cool off, and there is still time to make your annual propane pre-buy purchase. Buy now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait, call 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my next guest. I'm here with Eric Granilio, owner of CM Wireless. Hey, Eric, how are you today?
I'm good, Lorette. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to have you on the show. You are actually, too, a new chamber member.
I am, yes.
Yeah, brand spanking new. I smell the new member smell on you. Yeah, it's fantastic. We're excited to have you as a new member, and excited to have you on the show. I've never had you on my show before.
No, it's first time. Thanks for having me.
I know, first time for everything. So CM Wireless, what is it?
CM Wireless, so we started off in Chino Valley back in 2001. We've been in business since 2001, and we do satellite internet, TV, and we do security cameras for businesses. We also do DirecTV and Dish Network for businesses, bars, restaurants, hotels. We do structured wiring. Anything with technology, we actually do.
Wow. That's amazing. Residential, commercial, or both?
Residential and commercial.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
We cover the whole state. We do large hotels. We're actually working on a hotel in Winslow right now, and we go all the way down to Nogales, all the way up to Page.
Wow. So you guys, it's a wide range.
It's a wide range, yeah.
And Chino Valley is one of your, I guess, hubs, locations?
We started off in Chino Valley back in 2001. And me and my wife run it out of here. We have a storefront in Kingman, 619 West Hall Street in Kingman. And we have another one in Glendale, 6363 West Bell Road in Glendale.
So just anything, any type of wireless needs. You know, and I hate to say it, but sometimes in Chino Valley, we don't get the best wireless connections.
We don't, and we have we're more like a broker, so we'll pull up your address, see what services are best for you. We sell different internet products and, you know, Dish Network and DirecTV, and we'll fit anything to your budget.
And see what, exactly. So you can kind of go through and help us out. If anybody moving into the area, they would give you a call first and you guys can help them get their wireless needs.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Because, you know, it's good to have somebody local that you know, especially somebody that knows about it. Because so many times, especially I feel intimidated when I call and I'm like, I don't really know if I need all that or if that's really the service that I need. I know I need wireless, but to what extent? Because sometimes I'm not home hardly. You know, so you end up paying for something that you really don't need.
Right, exactly. Our agents will take care of everything you need. They're local. We cover the whole state, like I said, and our technicians are local. They're in-house, so you won't get some creepy guy walking up to your front door.
Well, that's always a plus, you know. No creepy guys, perfect. Well, that's great. And you guys with CM Wireless, I've noticed you guys do a lot of things out in the community. Your business is very active in the community.
Yeah, we are. We do events all over the state, depending on where everybody needs help out. You know, we'll do one at our toy drives in Kingman or Glendale. We're really big in Chino because that's where we're headquartered. That's where we started at. So we do a lot of events. We do a Santa toy drive in December. We just got done doing in partnership with the town of Chino and Life Hope Inc. We just got done doing food donation drive this Saturday. Actually, Sunday. I'm sorry, it was on Sunday. And we gave out, I think, 160 boxes of food.
Wow, that's amazing. And on a Sunday, too, so you never rest.
No, I mean, there's no time to rest.
No time to rest.
Keep busy.
So you guys did a food donation this weekend and gave out
160 boxes of food produce. Life Hope also gave out masks as well.
Wow, so you guys are, like I said, really active. I remember... you guys did something for Christmas last year, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did a toy drive. That one we partnered up with Yapay Casa for Kids, a foster, and we filled up a van and a trailer full of toys, and it was amazing taking it down there.
I remember seeing that van. It was filled to the brim. There was a ton of toys. And what a great success. And that must make you guys feel really good.
Yeah, it's good. You know, everybody on our team that works for us, they come down, they donate their time. And you know, we do events. I think we had a popcorn candy machine there or something. I forgot what it was. But
yeah, you guys had something.
We had something. I forgot what it was. But we were giving out food, you know, water, drinks. And also in March, we did the 5K. That was our second annual 5K run in the town of Chino. We start off at Memory Park and do the 5K around Chino. And we host a little fair there. And that one, the donations went to the animal shelter, Chino Valley Animal.
Oh, fun. Okay. Wow. So you guys are really, you know, inside the community, you know, and helping out the community. So basically, you know, a lot of the proceeds that come from your business are going right back into the community.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we even though we're based out of Chino, even though we have stores in Glendale and Kingman, our headquarters are in Chino still, and we have four local employees here that live in Chino Valley.
So you guys are local, and you have a couple storefronts. Like you said, you had one in Glendale.
One in Glendale and one in Kingman. Yep.
And then what are the addresses for those again?
619 West Hall Street in Kingman. It's over by the Walgreens out there if you're familiar with Kingman.
Absolutely.
And 6363 West Bell Road in Glendale. That's over by Arrowhead Mall. And then here in Chino, we just work out of our home office, but that's where it's headquartered as in Chino.
Gotcha. So, yeah, home office, that's great. What a great way to save money. And how's business been for you guys right now with everything going on?
You know, actually with the COVID, it's been really, really busy. You know, the last 3 months, everybody needed internet.
Yeah.
So we've been running ragged. I mean, we do satellite internet and we do backup internet for businesses. And, we have a program with AT&T that we do wireless internet. And, you know, it's just, the bandwidth got so crazy that we had to put in backup services for, commercial businesses. Through satellite because their cable one was going down or their CenturyLink. So, you know, we do backup with Hughes Internet and, for credit card machines. And it's been good, you know, to say the least. So, all right, we've been able to keep our techs busy
You're one of the businesses that completely thrived during this time.
Yeah, we did. You know, but our techs have to be very careful. You know, they make sure they have masks and full N95 masks and booties on and their latex gloves, and you know, they got to be 100% careful when they go into somebody's house.
Absolutely. So they can go to people's houses, check in, see where the best connection is.
Yes.
For their wireless.
Yep.
That's really good. You know, sometimes, like I said, all that was handed to me was a box and say, here you go. And, you know, I just kind of had to walk around till I found the best spot in my house.
Yeah, no, we go to your house and the technician brings everything and we set it all up and make sure you're happy. And, you know, it's a small town, you know, and everybody knows our name. So we got to, you know, keep the reputation good and our technicians vetted and make sure they're doing a great job.
Perfect. And so you do it for the whole Quad City.
Oh yeah, the whole Quad City
for
sure.
So, like
I said,
the whole state.
Quad City is what we
take
care of.
So, anyone listening out there that is interested in CM Wireless, or just interested in getting any sort of wireless, you know, saying, "Hey, I should probably get this. My business needs it." Like, you know, maybe their business is a little slower, or you know, just can they call you guys and just can you run a test?
Absolutely, yeah, they can call us anytime. 928-255-0782, and they can call our office and speak to one of our reps and, you know, help them out, save them some money, see what they got, different options.
And there, that is a thing, right? You can run tests and see how fast your internet's going. And how
Absolutely.
Often should you be doing that?
You know, the tests, right now it's going to be slow regardless because of COVID. And well, most of the kids are going back to school, so it's freed up a lot of bandwidth. You know, these kids playing Fortnite, it's been crazy. You know,
all the kids playing all the video games.
Yeah,
I'm
they've
assuming.
Been home and parents are trying to work and, you know, businesses are trying
just
to run.
Just putting on any sort of anything on for them, for TV.
Yeah, but to answer your question, you know, do a speed check every 3 months, you know, every quarter, and make sure you're happy with your internet.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You know, they tell you, like for insurance, to check every, you know, maybe 6 months to a year and make sure you're still getting the good rates and the good deals out there. But I've heard so many people say, you know, why don't you check and see your speed? And I didn't know, I mean, how do you even do that? Do you have to call somebody?
No, you can do it on Google. You can, Google has a speed checker. You can test it out and then, you know, check your speed test and then also check your, bill. Make sure you're not overpaying. You know, you could be on credit card auto paying $100 a month for internet and not realize what you're paying.
Exactly. And make sure, and you know, and if you are one of those that are getting overpaid, I mean, you know, like you said, just contact your provider, talk to them.
Yeah. Yep.
And this would be a great time to contact you guys.
Yeah.
And just maybe, you know, get a quote. Do you guys do that?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. You call us up. We'll give you a free quote. You know, we'll see what TV provider, you know, we deal with Dish Network and DirecTV. If you're a small bar or business, you know, looking to lower your bill, you can call us up. We can analyze your bill and see if we can save you some money.
Oh, that's great. That's a great idea. So anybody out there that says, you know, maybe I'm paying too much or I feel like I'm paying too much, this is a great opportunity for them to get with you and get with their, you know, like I said, see if you can save a few bucks or if not. And like I said, you guys do so much for the community and you have another company as well. So you're wearing quite a few hats, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm like, how many more hats do you have? You're a man of many hats. Your other company is called...
Granillo's Investments. So that is a little bit different than our technology company, CM Wireless. So this is we buy in land and develop we put manufactured homes on it and sell them.
Yeah, totally. Two different sides of the spectrum. So what made you go into, I mean, two different, completely different businesses?
Yes, we've been doing my father started doing manufactured homes back in 78, 40 something years ago. So, I've been in the manufactured home business my whole life. I got out of it, to start up CM Wireless, and I got it back into it about 8 years ago. And, we've been, me and my brother do spec homes, and, we run this, company called Granillo's Investments, and it's been going great for the last.
How fun is that? So you started, you know, you were in the family business. You kind of left the family business for a little bit and start your own, which is CM Wireless. What even made you want to start CM Wireless?
So 20 years ago when I started CM Wireless back in 2001, we started off as a cell phone company. We had a storefront on 316 West Perkinsville Road. They're right there in Chino.
Yeah.
The Lively Shopping Plaza.
I remember that.
Yeah, so John Lively rented me a spot there. You know, I was 19 years old at the time. I didn't have any credit. So John Lively said, oh, hey, man, I'd love a cell phone store here in my shop, you know, my plaza. So me and my wife opened up CM Wireless there, and we were a Verizon dealer, and we helped out a lot of people for till the recession of 2008. After 2008, we decided to get rid of cell phones. It became too much, and we went to the satellite side. So we went and focused more on Dish Network, DirecTV, and, you know, some of the internet stuff.
And do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's always just been a family storefront, a family.
Yes. It's me and my wife that run it. Yes. And, you know, just, it was me and her, and I hired one technician. Now we're up to 18 employees.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what a great thing. What a great story. You know, especially I love to ask businesses, especially what made you start your business. And, you know, and because so many people don't understand, it's fruits of labor, right? You really had to put in the work to get to where you are. And you said you started at 19?
Yeah, we started, well, actually at 18, we started selling cell phones over in Phoenix. And then we moved over here.
So you moved over here. So
yeah, I was in college at the time.
But still, I mean, what an entrepreneur. So you've always had that entrepreneur spirit or skills behind you?
Yes. Yeah, we started off young, yes. My parents are entrepreneurs. We're entrepreneurs, and my daughter's an entrepreneur now. She just started her own business as well.
Oh, wow. And how old is your daughter?
She's 19.
So, again, the family tradition, right, all kind of goes into that. That's fantastic. Eric, tell us a little bit about CM Wireless, where we can get a hold of you for CM Wireless, and then after our commercial break, we'll talk about Granelio Investments.
Okay, so, yes, call our office at 928-255-0782. Small businesses, if you need to analyze your bill for TV or internet, we can definitely help you out. 928-255-0782.
And that's CM Wireless. You guys are located statewide. Your hub is in Chino Valley. And anything else you want to say? Do you have an internet?
CMWireless.com.
CM Wireless.
Or Facebook, CM Wireless.
CM Wireless and CMWireless.com. Well, that sounds great. Eric, we'll be back with you talking about Granelio Investments. So stay tuned, everybody, and thanks for joining us. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
It's finally starting to cool off, and there's still time to make your annual propane pre-buy purchase. Buy now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Community Health Services reports 20 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend, compared to Maricopa County's 624. YRMC West is caring for 7 COVID-19 patients, with 3 persons under investigation. The East Campus has 4 patients and 1 PUI. Verde Valley Medical Center reports 2 COVID-19 hospitalizations. The VA reports 1. The best way to prevent seasonal flu is to get vaccinated every year. Some of the symptoms of flu and COVID-19 are similar, making it hard to tell the difference between them based on symptoms alone. Diagnostic testing can help determine if you're sick with the flu or COVID-19. You can get your flu shot at First Community Flu Clinic from 1 to 4 p.m. on Wednesday the 30th at the Village of Oak Creek Association at 690 Bell Rock Boulevard in Oak Creek. For a full schedule of rural community clinics available at yavapai.us/CHS, click on the flu shot banner. Cooling after bedtime to a clear 50, with highs each day in the mid to upper 80s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 55, heating back up to the mid-90s tomorrow through Friday. Your KQ&A weather this hour is a service of Blind Brothers. It's 6 minutes after 4. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned for the Larry Elder Show, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC Healthcare Experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our 3 great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. Well, like I said, we got a great show lined up to you. My first guest was Drew Nelson, and my next guest is Eric Granilio as well. We just talked to Eric about his first business, CM Wireless, and Eric was telling us a little bit about his other business. So he's a man of many hats, and he has another business called Granilio Investments. Did I say that correctly?
Granilio.
Sorry, I could totally butcher names on this show. It should be called the Butcher Name Show. So I definitely did not mean to do that. But okay, so you've got another business, and you were saying basically with this one, more mobile homes.
Yeah, manufactured homes. So we work with a lot of customers to get them, you know, their dream home of what they need in the area. We know the area very well. We do all the work. We do the setup and take care of all the permits and everything, get the customer, you know, turnkey to get into a home at an affordable price.
So you guys help them find, do they go to your, do you have a location they can go and look at all these homes?
We deal with our realtor, and we usually have a couple homes listed at a time. Right now we have 3 homes listed. And,
awesome.
You know, they can call me directly, or they can call our realtor. Desiree Basua, she's our realtor that we work with closely. And if you're looking for a home, you can email me or text me or call me. And my phone number is 928-636-6999.
And people, so your object is to go out there, anybody that's looking for a home, a manufactured home, and looking for just a nice piece of land, your object is basically to help them find.
Yeah, so we they tell us if they want to, you know, be in, we mainly deal with Paulden and Poquito Valley. And they tell us, you know, what they're looking for, and we'll try to find the land. And after we find the land, and we'll set it all up and get them all ready, and they can custom order their home however they'd like.
That's great. So, you know, it's a one-stop shop.
Yes.
So they'll talk with you, and then you'll link them with a realtor. And what about for any first-time homebuyers? Is this a really good option for anybody like that?
Yeah, first-time homebuyers, our realtor, our lender has really good programs for first-time homebuyers, veterans, and even if they're looking for a second home for an investment, we can help them out too.
So it's for kind of just for anybody out there.
Anybody, yes. The problem is we buy right now we have land, home packages. So usually when most customers go for a piece of property, they have to get the property, then they have to get the loan to purchase the home. So they're in a construction loan. And then from a construction loan, they have to go to a regular loan. So it could be a real big hassle for the customer. With us, we take care of it all. We put up the home and get it all ready for the customer, and they just need one loan.
And that way you don't have to worry about any of those other loans. So that is really great. So it's like, you know, so that way they're not worrying about any of the other stuff. And so you said right now you've got 3 that are up for sale.
Yes, we got 3 up for sale, and they're over in Poquito Valley off of Revolver Road and off Viewpoint in the back of Poquito Valley.
Great. And so, and when you'll be having more coming in this area, Chino Valley area.
Paulden. We have 2 more in Poquito Valley going up, and then we have about 5 in a nice area in the back of Paulden.
Wow. So that's going to be really great. What's the real estate market looking like right now?
For us, it's in the Tri-City. I'm not a realtor, but I work really closely with realtors.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I study the market a lot, and it's very good for... I know a lot of realtors, and they're all busy.
So for this area. And then what about for this business of yours? How, are you guys been just equally busy? People are looking for homes?
Yes.
Are you seeing that really happening now?
We get a lot of requests. Yeah, we get a lot of requests for homes. And you know, we actually can't keep up. The manufactured home companies are actually backed up till January right now to build a
home. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a crazy market right now. So it's a... You know, I think a lot, with a lot of the fires that are going on and a lot of the, you know, things going on in Portland and Chicago and, you know, different areas, people are flocking to Arizona. It's a great area to live, and, you know, the weather's awesome here. So I think it's going to, you know, we're running out of land over in Poquito Valley as it is. you know, and I'm not sure about the, inner city of Prescott Valley or Prescott, because we don't deal with that. Most of our stuff is sitting on acreage.
Gotcha.
So usually they're getting 2 acres with a well. And, it's a nice piece of land.
Still a great piece of land. And that's really what we're finding, too, is the people that are coming into the chamber, they are looking for that because they're coming from, bigger cities. And with all of this, whatever happened with COVID, people are realizing that they're not liking where they live. They're not ultimately not happy with their job or ultimately not happy with where they're living. So they're moving down to this area. So we are seeing a big group of people moving down here, and they are looking for that acreage.
Yeah, the acreage is huge. That's the biggest request. We got a few lots in Paulden, that small little lots. But, like I said, we do affordable housing, so we try to cater to everybody. But the way I look at it is, more people are looking for land. They want, they come from the big city and they want livestock and they want to experience a rural life. And I think it's a great place to start is, Prescott Valley.
Absolutely. So where do they get a hold of you for this and where can they talk to you? And do you have a website for this?
Facebook.com/Granillos Investments, or on this one, they can call me at 928-636-6999. Facebook, they can usually see our inventory.
And see all the inventory and what you've got on Facebook. So, like you said, and it's great properties on a couple acres.
Private well.
And if they're looking for something specific, if they're looking for, hey, I'm looking for something in Paulden, when will you have that? Can they kind of get a hold of you there and too and find out when those lots are coming available?
Yes, they can, they can get a hold of us and, we can show them different lots that we have available. Custom build them a manufactured home and get it set up and delivered. And if we don't, then they can work directly with our real estate agent to find them something else if we don't have it.
Perfect, if they don't have it. So you guys will start them all the way from A to Z, all the way to starting to look for that plot of land, all the way to making it their forever home there.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds fantastic. Eric, thank you so much for being a part of my show today, and thank you so much for letting me know about CM Wireless and everybody's wireless needs, and for Granillo Investments as well. I appreciate you being here today on this show.
Thank you.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
My electric bill is out of control. What can I do?
How about living a solar life with no upfront cost? I'm Jeff. Switching to a solar life is simple. I gather your electric usage. I give you a solar design for your roof or property. And with a 650 credit score, the solar finance company covers all the upfront costs. Then you get a 26% federal tax credit, reducing the total cost even more. The result is a locked rate for electricity with no money out of pocket. This is not a new program, but the 26% 26% tax credit gets reduced to 22% in 2021. So hurry and set your free consultation with Solar Life and get the freedom, independence, and control that comes with renewable energy for your home.
I called Jeff at Solar Life. Now I have more control over my electric bills.
Exactly. Call 928-458-3333. That's 928-458-3333 and ask for me, Jeff, or find us on the web at solarlifehome.com. That's solarlifehome.com.
Max out your Labor Day savings at Home Furnishings Direct in Cottonwood. You'll save 10, 15, up to 20% on everything in the store. That means you could take home a six-piece bedroom set for as low as $749. Queen-size Sealy firm or plush mattresses from as little as $479. Save 10, 15, up to 20% with Labor Day savings at Home Furnishings Direct. Sofas from $419. Reclining sofas from $519. The more you buy, the more you save during the Labor Day sales event at Home Furnishings Direct in Cottonwood, making your house a home.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you all for joining me today. We had a great lineup of guests today. We talked with Drew Nelson, and he talked about his event called the Chino Valley Fasting Event, which is a really great event, and we'll hear more from Drew as we get closer to that event. And we also talked to Eric Granilio with CM Wireless and Granilio Investments. So what a great show and a great way of learning today. So now here's the point of the show where you're going to take out your calendars and we're going to go to what's up and coming. October 7th is our business and networking luncheon. Yes, we're back in full session. We're back, baby. Business and networking luncheon at Grace Church from 11:30 to 1 p.m. So that is our first business and networking luncheon back in full swing. Like I said, October 7th next week. Go ahead and register, and you can register at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We also have a women in business event coming up. They have not set the date yet, but I do want to let you all know that it is in October. So women in business will be having their networking event sometime in October. As soon as I get that date, I'll release that as well. And they're going to be having a fun networking event with some hors d'oeuvres and some fun things for them as well. So things are back in session and back in full swing. We'll see you guys all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.